This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. A new report has been released that has some troubling news for parents in Georgia. The annual Kids Count report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Georgia 42nd nationwide in child well-being. This is the second year in a row that Georgia has held that spot in the rankings. Joining us now to discuss the numbers is Rebecca Rice. She's with the Georgia Family Connection Partnership. Good morning, Rebecca.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right. So first of all, what does well-being mean, at least in this sense?
Sure. Well-being should be really a holistic look at how children and families are doing. This ranks Georgia across four different domains that really define well-being for this particular report. Those are economic well-being, education, health, and then family and community.
Okay. So why is Georgia one of the lowest ranked states when it comes to child well-being?
Well, plain and simple, because we lag the national average on most of our indicators. And that's why we are, we have that low rank. We've made progress. We got as high as 37th pre-recession, and then the recession happened, and it hit Georgia really hard, and it hit Georgia actually a little bit late, too. So we're really still rebounding. We've actually, in terms of looking at some of the indicators that really took a big hit during the recession, child poverty, we're back under 25% child poverty for the first time since 2010. It's moving in the right direction, but again, we still lag the national average there.
Okay, so that's the number of children that are in poverty in our state?
Yep, that's correct.
All right.
It is hard to move up in rank year over year. So Georgia has made progress over the 25 years. And if you look at our long-term trends, they do move in the right direction. But we need to see some accelerated progress if we want to actually improve this ranking.
Okay. So in what areas have we seen progress?
We've shown some pretty good progress in education. Unfortunately, I can't compare this year's high school graduation rate to previous years because the way they calculate it changed. But we, at the state level, we are seeing some really positive trends in high school education. We're seeing improvements in reading proficiency, which is great. We know that reading is really important predictor for how well kids are going to do through school and then B through the rest of their life. Two-thirds of kids still don't read proficiently by fourth grade in Georgia. So even though we've made progress, we still have a way to go. And we're actually pretty close to the national average. The national average is 65% of children who don't read it proficiently, and it's in Georgia it's 66%. So both Georgia and the nation have a ways to go in reading proficiency. Certainly.
Okay. All right. And then in what other areas have we really done well?
We've improved our teens not in school and not working. That's what we would call disconnected youth. That's improved a good bit in the past 5 years. And I believe the 10-year trend is good as well. When teens are not in school and not working, they're much less likely to become eventually productive members of society. So it's good to see that that number is getting lower. Again, it still lags the national average, but that's an important indicator to see. When kids can read, when they're in school and they have jobs, then it prepares a better workforce. And that's really important to Georgia's economy. So all these things are related. And it goes back to health as well. And those health indicators, we want to continue seeing those health indicators improve as well, because healthy kids are going to do better in school, are going to lead to a better workforce.
All right. So what is your message to policymakers in the state?
For the most part, even though we do lag the national average on most of these statistics, if you look at them as a whole, they're mostly moving in the right direction and have been moving, with the exception of the kind of blip during the recession. Mm-hmm. Overall, the long-term trends are positive. So let's keep doing what we're doing. And there have been a lot of really good interagency work. So state agencies have been really talking to each other and working together in the last couple of years. And I think that can only be good for children. And so, I think we're moving in the right direction. So let's just keep going.
Keep going. All right. Rebecca Rice, she is the Kids Count Manager for the Georgia Family Connection Partnership. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You can find a link to the full report at gpbnews.org. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. Oh,